Welcome to Real Money with David Holland, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. David is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of financial experience. And because he actually provides advice to clients on a daily basis, our hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He also offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Holland Advisory Services and Holland Insurance Services are separate affiliated companies that share common ownership under Holland Financial. Commentary given during this radio program is usually pretty smart, but should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities should not be considered an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and financial planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual's situation. Only if you hire David and his firm to help you, and only available where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Here he is, David Holland.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, well, we know what time of season it is, right? And we know what's going on, and we know there is a need to do some shopping. Well, there's also a risk of overshopping, and I've got a fantastic guest lined up for you today. Super excited to welcome back to our program Dr. April Benson. She's a psychologist specializing in the treatment of compulsive buying disorders. Her book, To Buy or Not to Buy, Why We Overshop and How to Stop, and the website, shopaholicnomore.com. April, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Dave, for having me back.
I'm so excited you're on. I did a little jumping jacks here a few minutes ago when getting excited to have you on the program. We are in the heart of shopping season, and a lot of people, all joking aside, all kidding aside, for some people, they really do struggle with shopping, and they get sucked into doing things and making decisions maybe that really are not good for them or hurt them. So I just think it's so perfect to have you on to talk about this. So let's just start with it maybe from a 50,000 foot level. Share with us on how people can, approach shopping and avoid, some of the mistakes that we can make with this area of our life.
Well, from a 50,000 foot level, I think the first thing we have to think about is having a good, not a goods holiday.
Mm.
So right off the bat, giving experiences rather than things
is major.
We have all kinds of research that suggests that when we use our discretionary income for experiences like a family hike, a family vacation, going out to dinner, doing something together, it could be something that costs nothing. But we are much, much more satisfied when we experience together as opposed to goods and services.
I think that's brilliant. That's spot on, because I can tell you from personal experience, and it's just one story, but my wife and I took the kids on a family trip, and they still tell me about it. And you compare that to other things that we could either give them or buy for them. And they still talk about it, and they just loved it, and there it is. And it's the gift that keeps on giving, right?
Yes, yes. And what we know is that the memories of something like that actually get better over time. But the things that we buy are just forgotten.
Well, they naturally degrade. That toy that was purchased. In fact, I got in trouble the other day. You'll like this, Dr. Benson. I got in trouble. I was on a trip, a business trip, and I don't usually do this, but I said, I'm going to bring the kids a little something. So I bought them each something. Well, my youngest is 9, and I guess I still look at her as the baby. And I bought her a little mermaid that she could play with in the bathtub. Well, you know what she said to me? She goes, "Is this age appropriate for me?" Do you believe that? So I got in trouble on the gift. But the funny thing is, even if she liked it, a year or two from now, that will, be gone. And so I love your comment there about the experience. So giving experiences. Now, how does that, I guess one of the things I wanted to get to is, how does that help with the risk of overspending and just all the things that can get us into trouble with last minute deals?
Well, the way it helps is we keep in mind what really matters.
Cool.
And no amount of discount is going to measure up to a family tradition, giving people meaningful gifts like your time, your expertise, simplifying the holidays. The Center for a New American Dream has an alternative gift registry where what you ask for is 2 hours of computer time or babysitting or reading to your niece may ask for you to come and read to her.
I love it. I love it. That's so cool. And again, we are chicken or the egg. You know, the consumer demands things and the folks that sell stuff respond, but we're also bombarded by thousands of messages about what we should have. If we only had this, we'd be so much better. If we only gave our loved ones these certain things, that they will be so happy. In fact, I saw a commercial the other day for, I don't remember the name of it. It was a jewelry store, and the man is proposing on the airplane. Have you seen this one? He proposes on the airplane, and she accepts, and the flight attendant gets on the speaker to tell everybody, well, he went to this jewelry store. That's why implying that's why she said yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I mean, they hit us with those messages all the time.
There, I have a couple that I just heard about recently. One was merry shopping and a happy new car. Bolded, italicized, in big red and green block letters, splayed across the front page of a circular. However, the woman who told me about it talked to her son, who saw it at the same time as she did, who asked, why did they say shopping instead of Christmas and car instead of year, Mom? And for her, it was a teachable moment, a way to show her son how absurd these materialistic transpositions were, and a new family tradition emerged. The whole family dances around their home and sings, "We wish you a Merry Christmas," substituting the words of the ad.
Oh, that's too good. That's too good. If you're just joining us, Dr. April Benson is on the line with me. She's a psychologist specializing in the treatment of compulsive buying disorders, and the book, To Buy or Not to Buy, Why We Overshop and How to Stop, and the website is shopaholicnomore.com. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Have you noticed most of the financial literature available is either so specific it doesn't apply or too generic to answer even the most basic questions? This revelation inspired David Holland to write his first two books, Confessions of a Financial Planner, Secrets to a Secure Retirement, and How to Get Great Advice and Avoid Financial Scams. These how-to guides contain easily accessible information on a wide variety of topics concerning personal finances. An effortless weekend read, you'll find clarification on what a mutual fund is, how to choose the right financial professional, and much more. Call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN to request a free excerpt from David's first book, Secrets to a Secure Retirement. The number again is 888-747-7526. Or visit davidholland.com for more information on this innovative book series.
And we are back with Dr. April Benson. April, I wanted to get to something really before I get any further. And that's, we kind of talk about some of the things and how the commercialism and everything else is thrust upon us. But for the person who really, I want to get to this quickly, really struggles with overspending, especially right around a holiday or, you know, right before, maybe with last minute, what can you share with them to really maybe give them a little bit of the jarring that they need, or maybe a little bit of compassion, if that's a better approach? What can we say to them that to reach them and try to help them think about how they spend and how maybe they are, you know, the self-inflicted wounds to help them make that change?
Well, Dave, one thing they can really do is roll forward a couple of months and think about whether the purchases that they are making now are purchases that they can pay in full for now, or whether they're going to have this long-term holiday hangover.
Okay.
I also think people have to prepare. They need to create a list. They need to know before they go how much they can comfortably afford, where they're going to go and look, how long they're going to spend looking.
I like that. Because the longer, you know, it's kind of like being at Vegas. The longer you're at the table, the more you're going to lose.
That is totally true. And again, we have research that suggests that too. The longer we browse, the more we buy.
What about which has always been this is a personal pet peeve, so I'll try not to make it too personal, but what about the constant barrage and bombardment of discounts and savings and deals and, you know, the coupons and all of that? You know, I mean, you can go broke and we can go
exactly.
broke saving money.
That's beautifully said.
So how do we break through that? And I'll tell you what I say. And I you know, here my wife and I talk about this kind of thing sometimes. And she's like, oh, I just got this coupon in the mail. I'm like, that's good. But, you know, here's what I would love for you to do. And she's very prudent. She doesn't overspend. But I say, when we get these things, I want to throw them all away. Because if we need to go to that store and we need to buy a blouse or you need a new pair of pants or whatever, then let's just go and buy what you need without not responding to all these constant come and save, come and save, come and save.
Savings is what you put in the bank.
Exactly. Oh, God. That's better than what I said. That's even better. I like that.
Well, I think your strategy, though, is a very good one. And it's one that I certainly have read.
Well, I just want to go. In fact, I will confess. I went in the other day. We did a little shopping, and she, my parents were watching the kids. Maybe that was a gift I got from them, which was good.
Mm-hmm.
And we met up over at the Loft or Ann Taylor, one of the women's stores, and I help her sometimes. She likes when I help her look at clothes, and I'm like, okay, well, let's go. And she goes, well, they don't have my size. I said, you're on the wrong rack. Let's go over here to the get off of the 50% off rack. Let's go over here, and we'll find something that actually fits you. And let's get a couple of things and be happy and instead of the whole, you know, again, it's that all the quote unquote savings we're getting. But, you know, I think that and part of that is if you get something really nice, then you're going to feel good about the purchase instead of it being, oh, it's pretty good, but it's 50% off, but you're never going to wear it.
Exactly. Exactly. It is so true. If something on a 0 to 10 scale, if something you buy is not a 9 or a 10, it's something you're looking at is not a 9 or a 10, I would just let it go.
Even if you're saving 80% on the thing. Yeah. Because you're not going to wear it or it just is not going to be, or you're not going to use it. Or I'm speaking from experience because I've done this. I got a shirt the other day and I was like, I love the color. I like the way, it just looks great, but it just didn't quite fit perfectly.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, well, maybe I'm just being a little too sensitive, you know? You want to know how many times I've worn it?
Exactly. Exactly. And even if it were free,
exactly,
there still would be a cost.
Yeah.
There's time, energy, maintenance.
And annoyance.
Mm-hmm.
I was frustrated. Well, I love that you're so focused on this, Dr. Benson. So what are some other tips, or tips is a little too superficial, some real constructive guidance for people that are, you mentioned about having some of the time that you devote and how they, you know, it's very structured. Because I think there's the other temptation, of course, is that spontaneous purchase. And, you know, you're at a moment of weakness. Right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're not, you know, if you plan ahead, I'm going to go to these stores, I'm going to spend this much money for each person. And, you know, you get to the store and there is the thing on the end, the display item, and it's on sale. And you go, oh, I should get that for so-and-so, but it's not on the list.
Yep. And then it seems to me to make much more sense to let it go. Because if you've planned well and you follow through on your plan, it's going to be much less likely that you make a wrong impulsive purchase.
And that's the ones that really get us in trouble, both in terms of maybe it's not the best choice, and there's going to be that regret, and it's also going to maybe stack on top of everything else that we got going on, and that's where the cost of that long-term carrying cost of maybe not being able to pay that off if it's that more impulsive purchase.
And it might be the kind of thing that has to be repaired regularly. There are hidden costs. Will the person really use it? Is it something you know that they want? You know, what are the costs beyond money to them?
That's a good point. That's a very good point. Considering those other aspects, to buy or not to buy, why we overshop and how to stop, that's the book. The website is shopaholicnomore.com and the author, Dr. April Benson. We'll take a quick break. Stay right there.
Many people invest without ever knowing what they pay in investment fees. When was the last time you dropped your car off for service and told them to fix whatever they want without getting an estimate first? I'll bet never. Why treat your portfolio any different? Holland Financial is ready to help. call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation or visit us at davidholland.com.
If you're just joining us, we have a timely show with Dr. April Benson about spending and how to be careful and take constructive steps not to overspend and make wise, thoughtful choices about how we spend our money. And you know, I know we're kind of taking an approach here, April, about, you know, be careful of this, don't do that, don't do this, don't do that. We can flip this around. And I think that, you know, if we approach this correctly, and I'd love for you to speak to this, if we approach spending and these decisions we make deliberately and with some thought ahead of time, it can be a lot of fun.
It can be. And if we think about the word spending as not limited to money, but it's also about time, that we can really blow the whole thing open. For anybody who's interested, they can just Google, have a good, not a good holiday, and they'll get the piece that I wrote about this. I was driving down the West Side Highway in New York a few days ago, and I saw an ad for Kenneth Cole with a brightly wrapped box with a ribbon, and the words said, embrace the present. Mm. At least Kenneth Cole suggested with this double entendre that we have a choice. Are we going to embrace the thing in the box or the present, the moment, the now? It's about having a meaningful experience with family and friends, opening to each other's presence, P-R-E-S-E-N-C-E, rather than so much about opening presents, P-R-E-S-E-N-T-S.
Well, you know what? I will tell you again, for personal experience, April, I get together with family, and I the gifts, if you get a gift, it's nice, but it's really the time. It's really, you know, it's, you know, the focal point or the, you know, kind of the bait, that's not the right word, but I'll use it anyway. You know, it's for us to get together and there's some gift exchanging and everything else is kind of around that. But I would just as soon and much prefer mom makes a home cooked meal and get to, you know, see my family and or friends. And that's the time. And you know, the thing I've also done with my kids is I try to give them, some of it for selfish reasons, I try to give them gifts that we can enjoy together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean.
Well, I think that's not selfish. I think that's smart.
Well, I want to play too.
And they're going to enjoy it much more.
Well, the boy's getting very good. He's 12, and he's getting very good at ping pong. So I only think I've got another year or two before he's gonna put me to shame.
The holiday is also a great time to start teaching kids about philanthropy, and there are wonderful places for very little money, like the Heifer Project, where kids can donate ducks to some family somewhere else in the world, and when those ducks have offspring, the family has to give the offspring to another family.
That's cool. That's cool. And you know what I love about that suggestion, April, about, you know, getting the kids involved with philanthropy. And I mean, how huge of a life lesson to see, you know, their parents or family, because obviously there's lots of different family units out there, but their family involved with that charitable cause. What an impression you make.
Mm-hmm.
You're building that child, and that your heart. This is part of the hard wiring that was important to mom or dad or aunt or uncle or family. And that's important to me now.
Yes, generosity is the perfect antidote to overspending.
Well, I think that's a great way to put it, because it is easy to get into overspending and going a little crazy and or, you know, having an actual difficulty with it. But, you know, back to what, you know, when we started this last segment here, April, it can be so much fun. And of course, I love, you know, it's always a joy to see people enjoy the things we give them. But the getting the proper focus on this is what's so important. And so the website, Shopaholic No More, talk to us a little bit about what's available there in terms of resources that people can take a look at.
There, it's a very comprehensive website with a blog that's got several different sections, tips for tracking spending, research and news, activities to help people stop overspending. There is a free self-assessment. Are you an overshopper? Three ways to know, and that's on the upper left-hand corner of the homepage. There are suggestions about self-help, professional help. There's a great and many resources, not just the resources we offer, but every resource I've ever found to be of help to compulsive buyers. Videos, books, audios, podcasts.
Well, you know, there's some stigma attached to this, as with a lot of the disorders or some of these self-injuring activities. There, you know, like alcoholism and other things. There's some stigma attached here, and so you know, this is something people can go on and they can look at the website and they can do all of this, you know, in the privacy of their home or and they can they can take advantage of these resources to diagnose and also look at some. Behavioral modification, that's the fancy word, things they can do to improve their situation, because it doesn't, I think people, they kind of, it gets associated with, irresponsibility and or just plain bad choices, no self-control. But this is something that really people struggle with.
Yes. Who needs help? Three ways to know is something that people can really use. And Dave, there's another aspect of it. As opposed to alcoholism, drug abuse, eating disorders, it's called the smiled upon addiction because consumption fuels our economy.
Sure.
So it's an under-recognized and underserved disorder. It's, pardon the pun, a very hard sell. And sometimes people don't recognize it till it's very late in the game.
There you have it. Wow. Dr. April Benson's our guest, psychologist specializing in the treatment of compulsive buying disorders. Tons of resources on the website, shopaholicnomore.com. The book is To Buy or Not to Buy, Why We Overshop, and How to Stop. Quick break, we'll be right back.
Are you gambling with too much money invested in the stock market? How can you tell? It's simple. The rule of 100. Take your age and subtract it from 100. The result is how much you might want to keep in the market. The rest should be off the table, invested in something safe. Every rule has an exception, but the rule of 100 is a good starting point to determine if your portfolio is out of balance. Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation or visit us at davidholland.com.
Welcome back. Dr. April Benson has been our guest today. She's a psychologist specializing in the treatment of compulsive buying disorders, and this is a disorder.
Yes.
I mean, this is a real deal. This isn't like, oh, well, you know, that person doesn't have discipline or they're just, busybody, spend too much money. It's a real disorder that people face. And you know, you talked about it being accepted, I guess, or somewhat encouraged in our society. And the thing that occurs to me is that there's some chemistry going on here. You know, it's very much some of the same chemistry probably that goes on with gambling.
Yes.
And other things where the spending does what? Is it
a surge of dopamine?
Yeah.
Pleasure centers in the brain light up.
So it's a drug.
It is.
I mean, it's a drug for our brain. I mean, that is why, you know, I think that they should outlaw that new car scent. Okay, because you sit down in a new car. One of my coworkers in my office, he got a new vehicle. I got into it. We went to lunch, and I'm like, "Wow, smell that new car smell!" I mean, it just, you know, even though it's not me getting the new car, it just goes right into our brain.
Yes, atmospheric.
Yeah,
in the mall, the smell, the sound, the music.
Well, and that's, you know, that's what, of course, quote unquote, the danger of not having a plan ahead of time, because you get there and it's kind of like people not having a plan if they're going out to have drinks with friends and not having a plan for who's going to drive. You know, when you're dealing with making decisions in the moment, when you're already in that environment, the atmospheric conditions, as you put it, you know, your judgment then is impaired. And it's
yes.
No different with the shopping, is it?
Regarding that plan that we talked about before,
yeah.
One of the last things I ask people to do is estimate the risk of overshopping with the plan that they've created.
Ooh, that's good.
And if it's more than 30%, I ask them to go back to the drawing board and create a different plan that has less risk.
Yeah, I like that a lot, April. That's very good, because I think that, you know, it's no different than if you said okay to somebody, okay, let's say you don't have the designated driver and you go out and you have a party, and what's the risk of your then driving home.
Mm-hmm.
What's the risk? Well, I might hurt somebody. I might hurt myself. I might damage something. I might get arrested. I might get all these things. All right, well, same thing over with the spending and not having your plan for who's going to be the, you know, the designated stop spending plan. I like that a lot because you can really have people have a really make that assessment.
And sometimes it's really helpful to have a shopping support buddy, some advocate for you that knows what your plan is and helps you to enact it successfully.
I've got another great analogy. That's very good, April. It's just like with scuba diving. You have a buddy.
Mm-hmm.
You do it with a buddy. And the reason you do is because if something goes wrong with your air tank or your regulator, or you, they can help you, and they have theirs to share and can then get you, you know, monitor your safety versus being down, you know, 60 feet on your own. Something goes wrong, you got a real problem. It's no different. It's the atmospheric. It's the same thing.
Yep.
Very interesting. Yeah. The smells and the sounds, and it just feels good to be there, and everybody's having a good time and everybody's smiling. And by the way, you can get your Starbucks coffee and drink that while you're shopping. And boy,
and speaking of Starbucks coffee, now some of the stores actually have bars in them. And that definitely lowers your inhibition to buying.
You're spot on, April. You know, I heard this story a long time ago. A distant relative of mine, she bought, and this is a few generations back, bought a mink coat or some sort of a fox or something, fur. And when they were shopping for it in this high-end place, they were serving them champagne.
Mm-hmm.
So here, we're having a great time. We've got nice music. We've got these beautiful things you can buy, and here's a glass of champagne. No obligation, of course.
You've got it.
Oh boy, I tell you what, you know, we talk about Vegas. We talk about, you know, the joke being there's no clocks on the wall. There are free drinks while you're
no
playing.
Clocks in malls either.
You know what? I never really thought about that, but that's exactly true. And now, maybe, I wonder if they'll start pumping oxygen into these stores like they allegedly do in these gambling places to exhilarate our brains.
Mm.
Oh. Boy, we really got our work cut out for us, don't we?
We do.
Well,
absolutely do.
I love what you're doing, and it is a real life changer. I'm sure that you've seen story after story of people that have been able to really take on these challenges.
You know, really change mindless buying into mindful being.
I love it. I love it. Dr. April Benson is our guest today, ladies and gentlemen. She's a psychologist specializing in the treatment of compulsive buying disorders. The book, To Buy or Not to Buy, Why We Overshop and How to Stop. And again, that really great resource on the website, shopaholicnomore.com. I've already been there. Take a look. I've got videos. I've got all kinds of great stuff. April, it's been great having you on again. I love that you're doing what you're doing.
Thanks so much, Dave. And it's been a pleasure to be on again, too.
All right. Thank you so much. You have a good one.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.